Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it, go drink it, drink responsibly, and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
It's the Rundown, September 1st, and it's brought to you by Sport Clips. You got a cowlick, patchy beard, finally wanting to grow out that mullet. Large, which one of those three do you want to do?
I got nothing. I have a full beard, no cowlick, and I'll never have a mullet in my life. So Sport Clips, not for me.
Okay, but for you, though, anybody with hair and a life, maybe you just need a style that works for you every day. Whatever you need, go to Sport Clips Haircuts. This isn't your grandma's hairpiece. Sport Clips stylists are experts in men's hair. Cutting men's hair can be harder than women's hair, and Sport Clips stylists are specifically trained to cut men's hair. They know the tips and tricks for making sure guys get the best cut to suit their facial shape,
hair texture, and
lifestyle.
What about like a blockhead shape?
I think Sport Clips is masterful.
It's an extremely square head. Can they do that?
They will, and they have, and they should.
Excellent.
Thank you. You know that men's hair can be harder than women's hair to cut.
True.
Okay, yes.
That's true.
Yes. So if you come in with this shape of face and hair, it is tough, and they handle it just well. You can go to your grandma's for the holidays, but not where she cuts her hair. Sport Clips, the pros in men's hair. And starting off the show with just bashing me, Kate, I appreciate you, but I will reciprocate that by saying congratulations on Zero Block 30's 400th episode?
400 episodes, yes. We're coming up on 400 episodes on Monday, so I know you all listen religiously.
Well, am I wrong or am I right when I say that you weren't involved in episode 1, correct?
No, I didn't come in until, I think, like episode probably 150 or so.
Okay, wasn't noted war veteran Sam Riggs Bozoin
involved? Yeah, Riggs was the one. Yeah, I replaced Riggs. I took over his spot. So yeah, it's been a fun ride ever since. Can't complain. Good stuff. Large has been a guest.
I was a guest.
I think you brought me on when I had a question of if me doing the quote-unquote general shtick for Fortnite was indeed stolen valor.
Yeah, only one doing that around here is Billy Football.
Okay,
yeah, good. He takes the cake in that now.
Good.
So.
Yeah. You had me on before 9/11, and Chaps didn't know the story I was going to tell, so he took an edible.
Well, Donnie had left a thing of gummy bears on his desk, and because Chaps was just visiting, and he sees the gummy bears, and Chaps is popping them, and Donnie goes, "Oh God, wait, those are edibles." So Chaps didn't know, and we were right about to interview Large about September 11th, and Chaps looks at me, and he goes, "Yeah."
I was like, and then the plane came into this floor, and he started to giggle, and I got a little thrown off, to be honest with you.
He's like, "I gotta get the fuck out of here." Yeah, he left mid.
Respectful. Why? Congratulations on 400.
Thank you. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you, as the married father of two, just take things
Pop
you don't know?
And, gummies.
Yeah, don't do drugs or do them, whatever works. School board mayhem. Large. You seem like a big school board guy.
I was never on the school board, but I've dealt with them.
Okay. Well, what would you do if you were going to your son or daughter's school board meeting and there were calls for Phil McCracken, Eileen Dover, and Ivana Tinkle to take the stand,
I think,
and they didn't notice?
It makes sense, right? Because if you see the guys who are in charge of the school board, they're the type of people that fall for that shit. Not the most socially aware type, you know, least funny people in the audience or in the neighborhood type of guys who don't read blogs on Barstool Sports, that type of shit. So it's no surprise to me. The least hip parent, not saying I'm the most hip parent in the world, but it doesn't surprise me at all that would get through the goalie at the school board.
Kate, as a new mother, like, what do you think of the school board in general?
I will never be that involved in my child's life. You do you, honey. I don't know. But I will say the names, it was a delight. Phil McCracken, Sukma Dick, Ophelia McCaulk, Eileen Dover, Donkey Dick, Don Kedick, which is my favorite.
Yeah.
And Wanker, like Wanker.
Yeah.
I will note they missed Hugh Janus, Drew P. Wiener, Mike Roch, Anita Dick, and Dixon Yamada.
Yeah, see what there
I mean
go.
There?
Yeah.
Those were other key ones that I wish they would have involved in the thing. I've never been to a school board meeting. Never going to go to one. And, it's not my...
They're fucking brutal. Like, I have to say, so I have three kids, 17, 14, and 11. And I've never been to one that wasn't, like, watching paint dry. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, to go to it. So I think something like that would break it up. It'd actually be, like, a little bit of a welcome... a welcome change of pace for me.
Yeah, and you never know. Maybe Hugh Jass will actually come up to the stand and start going off on an anti-vax rant.
Yeah.
These days, they must be a lot spicier than they used to be. A lot going on.
It seems like it. Yeah. Seems like it. But also going on, New York City is threatening to take away the term honor roll because it is detrimental towards kids who don't make the honor roll.
I think no one is thinking of the bumper sticker industry here.
Yeah.
This is going to put a huge dent in their end of year dividends, I would say.
I this is the parenting rundown, huh?
It seems like it.
Yeah, the two new parents and then the old parent type stuff. I've seen it start to finish. Like, my kids are the generation of the participation trophy. But they've always had honor roll throughout. And, you know, my kids have gotten it every now and again. Nothing too consistent. They're not overly bright. So this is another one that just gets to fucking go away. But it's, like, I don't know if they, like, I heard there's a rumor the SATs and the ACTs don't mean anything anymore. I don't know how the fuck they're going to measure kids to put them into college. It's starting to get frustrating to me. Like, I don't know what to do. My kid's going to college next year. So he's going to start the application process now. I have no clue.
But that's the point. That's why you need the bumper sticker.
You need some honor rolls. You need some test taking and being judged.
But I will say, I was an honor roll student throughout my entire elementary, middle, and high school career. And then I did a ton of drugs in college and dropped out. So you really can't use it as that much of a litmus. You know, you can still be cool is what I'm trying to say.
But I don't know
if you make the honor roll.
If you're a parent, your kid comes back to you and says that his feelings hurt because he didn't make the honor roll. Like,
we not only had the honor roll, we had the distinguished honor roll.
Yeah, the high honor roll and stuff like that. Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's just a different time. I want to be an old man yelling.
Would you let people know that your kid made the honor roll via bumper sticker?
Oh, the bumper sticker. I don't know. It's a little harder, but I maybe. I mean,
Tommy, you seem like a person that would like demand it from your parents.
Oh yeah, yeah. I wanted it hung up on the fridge. I wanted it everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, and you were obviously an honor roll kid.
High honor roll. Yeah.
High honor roll. Distinguished. Right. Yeah. It matters. I don't know. Remember, too, there was the gifted program. There was, like, the gifted kids that got to leave class and go, like, whatever, play with blocks and blah, blah. Tommy was also gifted.
They called it probe, which made it sound really weird.
Probe.
That's ironic because Tommy would put the bumper sticker for him making the honor roll on his car, but he would not take it out on the highways to drive.
Right. Parents could drive me.
Okay.
There you go.
There are fake vaccine cards going around where instead of Moderna, it says Moderna on them as a racket.
Okay. Definitely spell it right if you're going to do it. I think, though, I applaud anyone doing any sort of racket. Congrats to you. You make a buck off it.
Well, that's the thing. With people selling out fake vaccination cards, there's obviously a market for it. There should be some returns. But I also saw that people were getting caught selling them for $10 a pop, but getting caught for felonies with them.
Oh.
So... Like, does
it's
it mean
a felony to sell the card, as you're saying. Is it a felony to sell a vaccination card?
We're getting the nod that it's a felony.
But even if it's a misdemeanor and it's under a year, is it really worth the $10 to $30 you're hawking?
Yeah, probably not. $50 on the Barstool store, by the way. You can get your fake card. I don't know. And then I also think, though, it's only to sell one. You can't get really much trouble for buying it, or can you get in trouble for using it, too? Like, if I got caught.
This girl got arrested for using one
she got. Because I can definitely see, like, I am vaccinated, I have the card, whatever. But I can see, like, shithead 21-year-old Kate desperate to get in a bar and not having the card on me and being like, sure, like, whatever. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, some outside of bars. Mine's handwritten, too.
I understand the shitty view.
Yeah. It's handwritten. It's not laminated. It can't fit in a wallet.
Right.
Like, it's a government operation.
Yeah.
The vaccine card.
And I guess you could take the chance. I did the Knick game two, at MSG, and I just had to, like, I could have held up a Chinese food menu in front of the guy to get in there. So yeah. I guess, you know, 99 times out of 100, you probably won't get caught. So I guess I would go for it if I wanted to. Would you get your kids vaccinated right now, Smitty, if your kid was of age? I know he's an infant.
Yes.
Kate?
Yeah, I would.
My children are all vaccinated, the ones who are of age. We're all vaxxers here.
I didn't know at first, and I drank a little bit in the beginning, so I figure, what's a vaccine? It's fine.
Okay. The Slovakian traffic cone. Large, you want to explain this one for the people?
So it's a blog I wrote today. Amazingly, it got past the editors. It's a new sexual position that's I think it comes up at 3:30, so it's not even up yet. It's a sexual position in the Urban Dictionary.
We are aware of the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, so it's an upside down traffic cone. Putting somebody's ass, you throw up into the traffic cone, plunge it, the vomit in there, then give them a laxative, and then they shit the vomit back out on your chest while you're wearing just the traffic cone. So that's the Slovakian traffic cone. Somebody put that in front of me. So that's the Slovakian princess. That's a little bit different. So that's a new thing that the kids are doing nowadays, apparently.
Are the kids actually doing it?
I don't know. Yeah, that's what I asked.
Or is that just thrown out there for old people to blog?
Yeah. It just came across. And so once I get it, I like to make sure that everybody else knows about it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, that's like two girls, all the cups.
Yes.
My favorite will still always be the rusty trombone. It's a classic. It's
right. Smoother. Dirty Sanchez, all that kind of stuff. I get a kick out of them. I don't know the Abe Lincoln.
Oh, buddy. You got a little schmutz on the face. You take your pubes, you make a beard.
Oh, jeez. There it is. Mm. So anyway, I blogged that today.
Hot Carl, probably the most simple.
Simple.
And effective.
Simple and effective.
Allegedly.
That's all you need.
Allegedly.
Right.
Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, Kate brought you on here, noted Sixers fan. Simmons allegedly requesting out of Philadelphia, saying he's not going to show up to camp, and Joel Embiid getting his Twitter fingers on today, not happy with the Philly crowd.
He certainly did.
Yeah.
He said, and this is just off the top of my head, so he said, trust me, bro, is like what everybody's saying, you can take my word for it here and there, stop using my name to push people's agendas. I love and hate the drama. I love playing with Ben. Stats don't lie. He goes on to say all this good stuff about working with Ben, but then his last tweet got me. For clarity, I love the criticism. I love when I'm told I can't do something. It makes me work harder and prove everyone wrong, but not everyone is built like that. Was that a little bit of a jab at Ben after saying all those nice things?
I don't know. It scares me when Joel Embiid goes on Twitter rants because I just... Keep the peace, man. Just go play FIFA for a little bit. Yeah. Calm down. Keep it in your pants. We don't need this right now. Everything's way too temperamental in Philly Sixers.
Yeah, I feel like he was trying to play the good guy, and then he got a little jab in there at the end. So, he made a good point, too. He was talking about how, 2 years ago, you all hated me, and he was shushing everybody and whatever, his own fans. And he turned out great. He's telling people to give Ben Simmons the same amount of grace, but I don't think totally different feeling than what it was with Embiid, I feel like. Like, I feel like we're all pretty much... Are you kind of done with him? Are you, like...
Simmons?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, he is the most toxic player in Philadelphia sports history now.
Yeah, get him out
of
here.
That's
how I feel.
Training camp. And that's when T.O.'s fucking doing sit-ups in his own driveway.
Yeah.
Not reporting to camp.
No, also,
Ben Simmons
I think
cannot.
I beefed with his sister on Twitter once, so...
More than likely. I think other people did here as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, famously.
So, adios. Goodbye.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay. Yeah. Be sure to listen and read up on that in this week's episode of This League. I'm sure it's still around. After show, Rico was popping in and out.
Where does that stand now?
It's very uncomfortable. That's how it is. He seems, I know a lot of some stuff is a narrative here and put on. He seems legitimately upset. I think he's heartbroken and or fired.
Yeah, he texted me last night about something. He's like, I don't work there anymore, but feel free to use this. I'm like, Rico, you are essentially Jack Napier in The Shining. Like, you have always been here. You will always be here. You will always be the caretaker.
Yeah.
You're not going anywhere. And he's like, no, this is serious.
I felt terrible. I took a picture with him at a golf tournament at Riggsy's thing.
That's not
good. And I was working it for all intents and purposes, like Macanudo guys, and he was playing with his pops. And so Dave retweeted my picture with the no hablos thing. And so I fucked him on accident. I like Rico. I'm a writer.
And you didn't get any heat for that either.
No.
That's an oblo for you. Yeah. No oblo for Rico.
Right. So.
No. Pick them.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, pick them today. It was extremely contentious. That won't be out before this rundown post, but be sure to listen to that. But, I mean, between people announcing their departures and the squeeze out, I don't know. I don't know whether that's related to Penn growing up 5% today, but.
Yeah. Penn up 5% on the Tristan news?
I don't think. I wouldn't say it's correlated.
Wow.
At all. I don't know how stocks work. I'm not a financial advisor.
I agree with Dave, though. You need a black hat, and I feel like she knew exactly how to get under people's skin. She was really good at it, and I don't know. I always enjoyed. I'm a rider and a Trista.
Yeah, some birds aren't meant to be caged. The feathers are just too bright. We also got episode 4 of Coach Prime coming up. Here's a good clip.
Great, great team effort. Great team win. Great job of coaching. Okay, is there anything injury-wise?
Yeah, for this week, Isaiah Bolden will just be out for this week. And shooting for COVID testing on Thursday for those coaches who need to get COVID tested.
Did Coach Ryan get his shot?
I got my shot.
You got a shot of him? Little man. You shaking my hand, man. What's up, man?
Shoot. I got a little break in the schedule. I said, shoot, I'm coming.
Oh, you got to.
I've been following that, you know.
Oh, man, you have no idea, man.
There was an old saying, the talent sets the floor, but the character sets the ceiling.
That's right.
The great coaches will spread your message.
Yeah.
Sitting in that chair, they're going to spread your message.
Yeah.
And that's the truth.
Honestly, it don't, Rex, it don't feel like work. Like,
no.
When we come here, we so happy to see my man and DT and the guy, like, then on game day, it's like, that's the party day. We get to party. We get to have a good time and show off our kids. It's like, okay, we had a family reunion. We get to show off our kids on game day.
Shit, I never worked a day in my life.
Man, it's so fun.
Never worked a day in my life. It'd be 20-hour days, but one work.
I have not woken up one day and said, dang, I don't feel like going there.
What's going to be funny is with the success you're having.
Yeah.
And the exposure and everything else that's going on, they're going to be coming like crazy.
Seriously, we're going to kill people in the fall.
Yeah.
You better beat us now.
Right.
Because in the fall, you're going to get killed.
Hey.
Yeah, you're going to get killed in the fall.
This game is fucking beautiful. It ain't for everybody, but it's beautiful. One of my dear friends growing up, Walter Payton, he was a mentor of mine. I asked Walter later in life, I said, if you had to do it all over again, what would you do different? And Walter said, I would have worked harder. Walter Payton was the hardest working dude I've ever seen. And he said he would have worked harder. You can't play this game forever, man. But the opportunity you get to play it, don't cheat yourself. Raise your hand up. Go ahead, players. Just raise your hand up. Give me a little bit more. That much more. That much more. What happened? You got more. There's a little voice that's fucking keeping you back. There's a little fucking voice that'll say that's all you got. That voice will keep you down. Don't listen to that little boy. I'm tired, I'm whatever. Bullshit. When it gets tough and nut cutting, that's when you're at your best. Can you imagine if he did it, if you did it, if you did it, you did it, you did it, you did it, every damn one of you worked that way? How good would this team be? How good would it be? Would it matter who the hell you play? I don't care if it's, hey, Power 5 come walk in. Yeah, Power 5 going to get his ass whipped today. But you got to do it. You got to commit to each other.
Powerful shit.
Coach Prime, episode 4, Rex Ryan coming in, laying down the hammer.
Deion loves anecdotes and inspirational sayings. He's like the Black Ted Lasso. Tune in to Coach Prime.
There
Black
you go. Ted episode Black 4 coming up. Yeah. I mean, can't
That's the rundown.
That.
Have a good day.